Now just turn around real slow and don't get any stupid ideas, okay? Like you said, you ain't gonna give me no argument. No argument at all.
Now look here, kid. Mister, there ain't no need. I told you, there's a cash register. Help yourself.
Five bills? Five crummy bills?
Mister, I don't want no trouble. You can have whatever's here. Just take it and go, okay?
Theater 5 presents Mr. James Earl Jones in Incident on U.S. 1.
Diner, fella. Sure you don't want to go on into town? Be there another 10 minutes.
This is okay.
Suit yourself. Won't be much traffic night like this. You might be stuck here for a while. A
friend of mine works here. I'm okay.
Oh, you know Joe?
Yeah.
Makes the lousiest cup of Java on the strip. Tell him for me.
Above all smoky, all covered with dust. If the devil don't get you, the good Lord...
Hey!
I'll be right with you. Yeah?
Well,
what'll it be, kid?
Cigarettes. You got any cigarettes?
The machine right behind you.
I mean, I need some change.
I don't want... There you go. You, gonna be wanting anything else? I'm closing up.
Yeah. Cup of coffee.
How you take it?
Heavy on the milk.
Yeah, the first guy that's been in all night. I guess any guy that come out in a night like this would have to have a good reason, huh?
I ran out of smokes. That good enough? If it ain't, I got a better one. Like running out of loot? Now just turn around real slow and don't get any stupid ideas, okay?
Look, kid.
The name is Mister.
Now, look. I don't own this joint, and personally, I don't care if you steal the floorboards. I get paid one way or the other. So stash the hardware, okay? I ain't gonna give you no argument.
Oh, I know that. Now, just take off your tie and put your hands behind your back. I'm gonna lay this gun down long enough to tie your hands. But don't get any ideas about trying to grab it. That's right. Just toss the tie on the counter. Now take off your belt so I can tie those big feet of yours. Then I'm going to stuff a few napkins in that big mouth and tie up the whole package nice and pretty with a handkerchief. Like you said, you ain't going to give me no argument. No argument at all.
Now look here, kid. Mister, there ain't no need. I told you, there's a cash register. Help yourself.
Five bills? Five crummy bills?
It's been a slow night.
Don't put me on, man. Where's the safe?
In the kitchen. But it's empty.
Sure it is.
Now, look, I'm telling you the truth. It's Saturday. The boss never leaves the take here over the weekend. You know, you ain't the first guy ever come in here with a gun.
Come on. The belt.
Now, look, you want the combination? Okay. Five to the right, left to five, right to five. Go see for yourself.
I got plenty of time. Let's have the wallet.
It's in my back pocket.
Just hold that hallelujah position. Well, I'll see what we have here. Nothing there. Well, I'm going to see what we have in this little old secret compartment. $10. Oh, man, you're loaded.
Now, look, mister, I don't want no trouble. You can have whatever's here. Just take it and go, okay?
In the minute I'm out of here, you're on the phone describing me to the highway patrol. How are you going to describe me, Pops? Tall, thin, black? I'd be up to my armpits in fuzz before I got to the next intersection.
All right, so pull out the wires. There's no skin off my nose.
Sure, pull out the wires, Pop, and remember, I'm right behind you and I'm getting nervouser every minute. Now, just give the wires a good hard pull. Oh, you do good work. Now, back to the counter. We'll get you all nice and bound and gagged.
You don't have to do that.
If I'd known, what are you going to do while I'm out in the kitchen? What was it now? Five to the right, left back to five, and right to five again?
Okay, have it your way. Only point that gun away, huh? You're shaking like a guy in a cold turkey ward.
I'm cold, Pops. I'm so cold I feel like I'm never going to get warm again. That's why I'm shaking, Pops. I'm just cold.
And, why don't you have your coffee while it's nice and hot, huh?
Oh, you care, don't you? Okay, get the coffee. And then we go back in the kitchen and you can open the safe.
All right, here you go. Nice and hot. Okay, now I'll call the shots. Stay away from that counter. Put your hands over your head.
But, oh, my hand.
You'll live.
Okay, okay. So you're king of the hill. What you gonna do?
Shoot you, maybe.
Yeah, and what would that get you?
Satisfaction,
make
maybe.
Make you happy, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Look, Pops.
The name's Mister, kid.
Look, Mister, let me go, huh?
What for? To try your luck further down the highway?
I know you won't believe me, but I never done nothing like this before, ever.
Oh, I believe, I believe.
Look, I just had to have some money.
Join the club. You think you're the only guy who ever needed money?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, evening, officer.
Man, what a night.
Yeah, sure is.
Let me have a coffee in Danish and some change for this. Got to make a call.
Yeah, the phone's out. It's been out all night. The storm.
Well, I'll give it a try. The rain's let up a little.
No, I just tried just before you came in. It's dead.
Well, I'll call from town.
Here's your coffee. Well, what kind of Danish?
Wife always worries when it's like this. I don't care. Prune. Got a paper?
There's usually three or four papers around. There's nobody been in. All right, fella. Hold it there. I was just going to feed the mutt.
No.
you want anything else, just holler.
Okay.
All right, old fella. It's coming. It's coming.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
Is that today's paper in your pocket?
Oh, yeah. Today's.
Mind if I have a look? I just want to see how the Dodge is made out.
You can keep it. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You didn't spill it. You live around here?
Yeah. Yeah, in town.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts in town?
We just moved here.
How'd you get out here? I didn't see any wheels out front.
I hitched.
What, to come out to a diner in the middle of nowhere? You got something against people? Let's see your ID.
Hey, kid. You haven't got anything better to do. How about wiping up that mess on the counter, huh?
Oh, sure, sure.
Kids, if I didn't tell him to wipe it up, he'd wait till it evaporated.
Why didn't you say you worked here?
You didn't ask me.
That's right, I didn't. Hey, where's Joe, by the way?
Wife's sick. He's taking the night off.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Tell Joe I'm sorry.
Who shall I say told me?
Tell him now, the cop.
Yeah, I'll do that. More coffee?
No, I got a call in. I'll see you.
I don't figure you, Pops. I come in here and pull a heist, you get a chance to turn me in, and instead you cover for me. I don't dig.
Maybe I got my reasons.
So are we square or what?
Maybe I want the pleasure of taking care of you myself.
Look, here's the money. Let's just forget it, okay? Okay, Pops?
The name's still Mister. Now you come on over here and sit down. That's right. Now take off your belt. And remember, my hand's never going to be out of reach of that gun.
Look, mister, you're gonna let me go, let me go. You had your chance to turn me in and you didn't. So what's with the gun and the belt bit?
You're scared, ain't you?
No, I ain't scared.
You were scared when you walked in here, you were scared when you pulled the gun on me, and you're scared now.
Okay, so I'm scared.
I want you to be, good and scared. So maybe you'll think a couple of times before you do it again.
I said, have it your way.
I figure on having it my way as long as I got a gun and you ain't.
Oh, man, what have I gotten myself into? What are you, some kind of creep?
Is your hand hurt?
You care whether my hand hurts?
I asked you a question.
No, I scald it with coffee every day for kicks, like I'm a masochist.
Oh, yeah. Here, put some butter on it. Then hand over your belt.
Hey, what are you going to do? Just do it, okay?
Put the butter on your burn first.
Oh, man, I sure pick 'em.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, save the tears.
Don't give me none of your lip.
All right. I'm sorry. I believe you care.
All right. Now put your hands behind your back. How old are you, kid?
21. 21 pushing 50.
Yeah, I figured you for about that age. I got a kid myself.
You got a kid? That's the best news I've heard in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, just about your age.
Everybody's got a kid my age. I run into guys my age all over. Come on, what do you want to tie me up for?
Now you listen to me. I'm going to ask you some questions. And whether you walk out of here depends on your answers. You get me?
I got your message a while back.
This your first heist?
No. A Mad Dog Earl.
I asked you a question.
Well, there's got to be a first time for everything, right?
Wrong. Dead wrong. Anyhow, not for this. Now, look, I didn't figure you for a regular heist, and I can tell from looking at you, you ain't no hype.
No, like I'm an oil burner, man. Thanks a lot. Look, I'm no chippy, mister.
I figured that wasn't the reason you needed the dough that bad.
My old lady needed an operation. I had to raise bail for my father. I wanted to put myself through school. What do you want from me?
You're not so tough. You know, a lot of times a guy in trouble does things he wouldn't do otherwise. Okay, but this ain't the answer.
What difference does it make why I needed the dough? I had to have it.
I bet you ain't even handled a gun before.
I've been around.
Oh, sure. Then how come I'm holding your own gun on you now?
If I tell you I got a big deal waiting for me and I had to get the bus fare or I'd blow it, would you believe that?
What kind of a deal?
I know a guy who'll give me a chance to drive in the drag races on the coast.
Oh, you're a race driver?
I don't know, but I got a chance to find out. But I got a show there before Thursday, or I'll never know.
How much do you need?
Bus fare is $20.
Well, you got 15.
What do you mean I got 15? I got the change for the buck I bought smokes with.
$5 from the till and the 10 you got out of my wallet.
Hey, are you putting me on?
Why would I do that?
Wait a minute. Just let me get something straight. I come in here to rob you. You get the drop on me. You get a chance to turn me over to the boy in blue and you don't. And then you tell me to keep the dough. What's the catch, mister?
You pull a stunt like you tried tonight, maybe you get away with it, maybe you don't. If you're lucky, you don't. You get caught. You get caught good the first time and you pay up then and there. Or you start running. You can't ever stop. You run 1,000 miles and you think you're safe. Then you turn a corner or you open a door or you just look up sometime. There it is. And you might just as well haven't run at all. You pay up in the end anyway. Only by then you owe so much you never get out from under. You spend the rest of your life paying off.
Well, look, I wasn't figuring on making a career out of it.
I know a lot of guys who were going to do it only once, just the one time, just to get them out of a jam. And it was easy. And the next time they got in a jam, and believe me, there always is a next time, they said to themselves, okay, just one more time, just one more time. Now, you don't believe me. Ask some of them. Any visitor's day.
Pops, you're right out of an old TV movie.
Yeah, sure, crime pays, but it ain't worth the price.
You sure you ain't really Santa Claus?
Is that mutt again? He wants to go out. All right, fella, I'm coming. Wait a minute, I'll just undo your belt. And yeah. All right, old fella. All right, I'm coming. All right, old boy. There you are. Now just stay off the highway. What? You still here?
You really mean it? I mean, Pops, you something else.
I don't get you.
I could have cut out of here just now, while you were in the kitchen.
Why didn't you?
Go figure it.
I got a couple of things to say to you, and then you can go. I want you to keep one thing in mind, boy. Nothing stays bad forever. And if you look around long enough and hard enough, you'll find somebody to help you over the hump.
Mister, you haven't lived where I live. I mean in my skin, mister. There's nobody looking to help a guy my color over the hump. Man, they're lining up to push me off the mountain.
Suppose you'd gotten away with it tonight and I had to report it. You know the description I'd have to give the cops? You spelled it out yourself. And you know what you'll be to people who read about it? Not just some kid who pulled a heist, but some kind of monster.
You better go to join the march, man.
Every time somebody like you gets into trouble like this, it puts your people right back to the starting line. And don't make out that you don't care, because you care, boy. Because you've got a lifetime to live in that skin of yours, and your kids will all have their lives to live in theirs.
Yeah, and you're telling me that unless you happen to be white, stay out of trouble. Nobody else gets into trouble. Oh, no.
I'm not saying that's the way it ought to be, but I'm saying that's the way it is right now, and the way it's going to keep on being unless kids like you change it.
I'm just one guy, mister. Just one tall, thin black boy.
And you got to make that guy the best guy you know how. And other guys got to make themselves the best they know how. And other guys, and other guys. And you got to start 500 years ago to make up for lost time.
Can I go now, please?
Sure. Go. Kid, I'm sorry I had to be a little rough on you, but I wanted to make sure you'd remember.
Here's your wallet.
All right, I'll take the wallet, but you keep the dough, like I said.
You sure are something else.
I'm not giving you the money. I'm just lending it to you until you get yourself back on the road.
My first pay, 15 goes right in the envelope. Hey, where do I send it?
Here. Joe's Diner. Put down Fred.
Fred.
Now get out of here. The rain's let up. You shouldn't have any trouble getting a hitch to the next town.
Yeah. Well, cool it, okay? Let's keep in touch. I mean, I'd like to write to you, okay? Maybe you'll write to me?
Yeah, sure, kid. Sure. Don't hold your breath, punk. Shut up, Joe, or I'll have to keep you quiet with this knife. Maybe I should anyway, just for kicks. Teach you not to try to get that cop in here after I told you to lay quiet. But you've been nice and quiet and cooperative, giving me the combination and all. Like you said, it's no skin off your nose, so I'll just forget it. If you just lay there nice and quiet. Now, let's see. Five to the right. Back to five. And right to five. Now, let's see what we have here. Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. Nearly $400. That's a lot of hamburgers, huh, Joe? By the way, in case you got any ideas about trying to get loose and calling the cops, I think I ought to tell you the phone's out of order. So you just plan on relaxing until somebody finds you tomorrow morning. Well, that's real considerate of you. I was going to ask to borrow your car anyway. Just to town, you understand. I'll leave it in front of the police station where they won't have any trouble finding it for you. Oh, yeah. You'll be getting 15 of this back. I lent it to a young kid with a real honest face. On top of old Smokey, all covered with rust. If the good...
Hey, anybody here? Pops, kid, I lost my ticket book. I figured it must have fell out when I... Oh, here it is. Hey, what's wrong in here?
Theater 5 has presented Incident on U.S. 1, written by Hal Hackady, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, James Earl Jones, James McCallion, and Robert Dryden. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.